Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin is with us, folks. Bob is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top retail experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's the co-author, along with his lovely wife, Susan, of the outstanding book, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Pretty important book right there. And he's also the founder of Whiz Bang Training and the only guy I know who ever successfully sold kites 12 months out of the year. How about that, folks? Bob Nagin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And, Bob, one of the things that that I do every month is report on various economic surveys of small businesses. With the economists and a couple other folks, different reports on how small business owners are, what they're seeing in their economy, how they're reacting, how they're responding to that, to the economy. And one of the things that has, especially in the NFIB report that I do with Bill Dunkelberg every month, has been that for months and months and months now in a row, more small business owners are discounting their price than are raising their price. So, for example, if 10% are raising their price, 42% are discounting their price.
Yes.
And that's that's one of the reasons why we don't have inflation right now. Because even though a lot of the economic conditions, fiscal monetary conditions, are inflationary, as long as we're holding these prices down, we're not going to have that much inflation. But the thing is, you and I both know that's killing profits. There's a better way to do things than discount, isn't there?
Absolutely, Jim. You know, it's a very knee-jerk reaction to say, well, they're selling it down the street for 10 cents less. I need to sell it for 10 cents less also. But the thing that everybody has to understand, especially if you're a small business, you cannot play the price game. The minute you play the price game is the minute that you get sucked in that downward spiral that eventually
vortex,
bankruptcy.
The black hole.
Bob,
I've been saying this for a long time. If you're a small business owner, the price war is over and we lost.
That's exactly right. So what all of your listeners and what I preach to retailers all the time is price is only one piece of the value puzzle. There's lots and lots of other ways to add value other than lowering your price. And, you know, what I'd like to talk about today is moving the free bar, because there are lots of things that any small business can give to their customers or give to their prospects that puts this really, really powerful thing called the rule of reciprocity in place. And when you put the rule of reciprocity, when you give, the rule of reciprocity essentially says givers get.
Yeah.
And, you know, when, you know, so there's lots of, so rather than playing the price game, what you have to do, or what I'm encouraging your listeners to do, is figure out what can I give my customers that has as much value as a lower price.
Mm-hmm.
When you figure that out, you're golden.
Well, there's no question about it. And the thing is, if you do the giving the right way, it's not just that I feel like I got something without paying for it, but it as the recipient, I get a good feeling about you, and that's what you mean, which is what drives the law of reciprocity.
Absolutely.
Giver's gain. For example, if I'm a regular customer at a restaurant, and I order, you know, I order some food. And the owner comes up to me and says, hey, you guys like dessert? It's on me today. Just out of the blue or something like that. Not only did I get free dessert, but I felt like that, oh, he's recognizing my business and, you know, the business that I give him or whatever. It's not just the money. It's the feeling, isn't it?
It's all about the feeling. In fact, you know, for your listeners, I'd like them to think about this concept: low cost, high value. You know, something that doesn't cost you as the owner a lot, but has high value to the customer or prospect.
Right.
You know, and I would contend, Jim, even that, you know, the dessert is great. That's a great gesture. Don't get me wrong. But just the fact the owner comes up and says, "Hey, Jim, how you doing? How's the wife? How's the kids?" That in and of itself, you know, I mean.
And you know, this is something that small business owners can do better than anybody else. And it's amazing to me how little they do it. And we're going to talk about this some more with Bob Nagin. Folks, pay attention. This is success stuff that Bob's talking about right now. Twentytail, Bob Nagin is our guest. We'll be right back. Little Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. Check out my blog. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bob Nagin is our guest, N-E-G-E-N. He and Susan, the classy part of his of that business over there, wrote the book "Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age." And Bob and I are talking about this idea of getting customers to come back to do more business with you. How do you do that? How do you figure that out when you've got all this competition out there, Bob? There's a lot of competition. How do we make ourselves relevant? How do we have a competitive advantage with all this noise out there, Bob?
Well, you know, I think that you alluded to it before the break. You know, as a small business, your number one competitive advantage, end of story, bar none, is your ability to develop personal relationships.
Connections.
Connections.
People don't want to be marketed to anymore. They want to be connected.
Yes.
They want you to connect with them.
Absolutely. And to your point, Jim, when we were talking about it during the break, this is what social media does so well. And, you know, as a small business person, one of the biggest mistakes I see people make is they have fan pages and they don't put their face on their business's fan page. You know, look, if you and I can
put our face on a website, anybody can, right, Bob? If we can get away with it, anybody can, can't they?
Sure. But, you know, this whole concept of moving the free bar. So, you know, you use the example of a restaurant. You know, I mean, the list could go on and on. Cause marketing. We have a client who has a pet store in Rochester, New York, Pet Saver Superstore. And what he's done is he's really, really supported the whole adoption community, the pet adoption community. So whenever anybody adopts a pet, he gives them a gift certificate to his store. So the people come in and they save money on their first purchase, but he also gives a percentage of that sale back to the adoption agency.
Mm-hmm.
This is a classic case of giving.
Right.
He's giving to the broader community.
And he's connecting
customers. I mean, it's a win-win-win.
And he's connecting to the emotional state of his customers, not just the consumption state, but the emotional state of the customer.
That's correct.
And let me, you know, this is such an important thing, Bob, because the small business need to understand we are entering a period of time when small businesses can literally own the marketplace because of the way people want to. I call this the age of the customer, because customers now have complete control over the relationship. Everything about the relationship, they control 100% of it now, more than they've never, and they never have had all of it before, but they do now. And And that and what they want, they're going to get. And if you don't give it to them, somebody else will. And nobody can give it them what they want, more customized, more technically, more emotionally than a small business can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And why doesn't that, that's not hard to understand. That's completely intuitive. It ought to be completely intuitive for a small business. And yet, Bob, you and I walk into small businesses all the time, and it's almost like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Please explain that to me, Bob. I don't understand that concept.
You mean the whole, what are you doing here? I mean, the customers are getting in the way of my work.
Yeah, and you know, when something hits you in the back on the way out, it's your change.
That's right. Let's go back, because I think that this ties. I know it ties in very, very deeply to what you were talking about. If any of your readers want to become better marketers, I strongly recommend the book Influence by Cialdini. If you go, to your local bookstore, just Influence, The Art of Persuasion. But he talks about the rule of reciprocity. He talks about this web of indebtedness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of the game for small businesses. What can you give to your community that will make them feel like supporting you? What can you give to your staff that will make them loyal and make them go the extra mile? What can you give to your customers to make them more loyal? What can you give to your prospects?
And it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be your main product. When you're talking about giving, you're also not talking about giving them a discount on your main product, because then you devalue the thing that takes you to the marketplace.
If you want to minimize cost in that way, and this isn't the way that I recommend first and foremost, is don't discount the item. Bundle something else into the item.
Right. Maybe free delivery or something.
All of those sorts of things. But at the end of the day, to your point, it's much, much, much more powerful to find ways to give things that have emotional value,
mm-hmm.
not just economic value. My neighbor's as tight as they come. I love him, but he's a tight guy. He's a price-driven guy. But even he, recently bought a bike, and he said, the price was close enough.
Yeah.
And the guy did this, and this.
Yeah.
Went to an independent bike store. And it was like, yes.
Even that guy had an emotional touch, right?
He could touch
him emotionally. Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. Folks, Bob has a big event going on today. And we'll come back after these messages. I'm going to get him to tell us about it. Stay tuned for this, because you can take advantage of it, and it's going to be easy. And we'll talk about it right after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting, and Bob Nagin is our guest. Stay with us. Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Bob Nagin is our guest. Bob is the number one retail expert on the planet. He and his wife, Susan, wrote the book, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Folks, that's right now. That's right now and tomorrow. So you need to know about this book. You need to know about what Bob has going on. Bob, you got a big doings today, right? Go talk to us about it.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Jim. Susan and I are doing something called a retail-a-thon. And what we do is we do 8 hours of totally live, absolutely unrehearsed retail information. It's a live streaming, so you watch it on your computer. We take questions on
So we get to see. We get to see you, too?
Oh, yeah, you get to see us.
But as long as Susan's there, that'll be okay.
It makes it a lot more pleasant.
Right, right.
But we also give away, we're going to give away $8,000-$10,000 worth of stuff. Absolutely.
I'll tune in for that.
There you go. We're going to give away tickets to our Retail Success Summit. We're going to give away an entire retail mastery system.
But people can call in and ask questions, retail
Absolutely.
Questions, right? If you're running a retail business, you're frustrated, you can't seem to get things done, you need to know, maybe you need to try to take advantage of the next opportunity. Where do I go from here? Those kinds of questions.
Absolutely.
And folks, there's no place better to go than Bob.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, and the way to find it is to go to the retailmasterygroup.com.
Retail Mastery Group. M-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Retail Mastery Group.
Group. And then go to the events tab, and you'll see how to log in.
Click on events, and then is there any charge?
No, absolutely no charge.
We like free. I work hard for free, folks, to get you free stuff, so here it is. Don't say I never did anything for you.
It's the free bar.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, for that. We appreciate it. Retailmastery.com. We'll try to put that up on the...
Retailmasterygroup.com.
I'm sorry, retailmasterygroup.com. And that's just today, though.
That's just today, from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, so check it out, folks. Bob, what we were talking about... making sure that you don't give away your main product, making sure that if you're going to discount, if you're going to give away something, that is something that didn't cost you much, find out what it is that would be exciting for other people to have, that would be emotional for them to get, but didn't cost you much. And it's your way of giving them something, but it doesn't gut the heart of your business.
That's right.
And
so, you know, I mean, you need to always consider, what can I bundle? What can I bundle in? You use the example of delivery. That's a great way to bundle.
You know, Bob, the economy right now is trying to come back, and you're seeing it out there. I'm seeing a little of it. I travel around the country talking to people, as you do. I'm seeing people be a little more confident about it. The consumer seems to be coming back. You were telling me off the air that one of your customers is up 35%.
Yes, actually several of our customers.
Some of your clients are up 35%. Now, what I think is going on at this moment, because the economy hasn't completely reemerged into the expansion, if somebody is up 35%, that means probably right now their competitors are down that much.
Absolutely.
You agree with that? Now,
when
the economy's rocking and rolling, you can be up 35%. Your competitor can be up 35%. But right now, I think there is a little bit of a zero-sum game going on. So the question is, the point is, folks, and this comes back to what I've said before, Bob, someone is buying something you sell from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you.
Might as well be. Or, you know, so another place that the money's going, I have a client who's got a sewing center in Tucson, and he's up, and he's up because he's doing things well, but he's also up because two of his competitors went out of business.
Yeah.
You know, so he's doing...
Because
the
they
right
didn't
thing.
Listen to the show, and he does, right?
They didn't read your book,
but he does.
That's right. that's exactly right. Listen to me, and you'll be up 30%.
Exactly. But seriously, there's a... There's a key to surviving.
Absolutely.
And it's not about the price, is it?
No.
I bet those other two companies discounted their way out of business.
That's entirely possible.
I bet you $100 that's what happened.
Or they were know-it-alls, or, you know, there's lots of reasons. You know, one of the statistics
Quickly.
That I use in my presentations around the country all the time is Dun & Bradstreet did a survey, and they concluded that 90% of the small businesses that go out of business, that fail, do so because of a lack of skill and knowledge on the part of the owners.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. For the Retailathon, it's the retailmasterygroup.com. Go to the events page. Otherwise, our site is whizbangtraining.com.
Whizbangtraining.com. Hey, thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job today. Say hi to Susan.
It is my pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.